Oh, it's you, my bodyguard, my protector. In the starlight, I thought you might have been one of the slavers, but it's you, climbing the broken steps of my temple to kneel by me where I lie crumpled on the stair. Oh, my faithful warrior, beautiful human. Oh, my spells are used up. Oh, my life is spent. The slavers are slain, the city deserted. We are the last. The children of Asha. You got them away safe? You got them out of the city? Oh, you have done so well. My sister elves told me I was a fool to hire a human for my bodyguard. A grunting savage, they said. He'll paw you in your sleep. He'll piss like a dog on the temple floor or sleep at his post. They're beasts. Animals, those sweating humans. That's what my sisters said. Oh, they were so wrong. Our young novices, all those sweet girls, would be dead tonight or sold into slavery if it weren't for you. You have done so well, human male. I did not make a mistake when I hired you. The enemy thought I had hidden the elf children here in Asha's temple, and I stood at the door letting no one through. And they threw soldiers at me thick as arrows while the city burned around us. But it didn't matter how many attacked. I am the high cleric of Asha, and my spellcraft is strong. I tore up buildings and crushed the slavers. I summoned wind, I called fire. I lit flames in their loins until they fucked each other and rolled around, rutting on the ground. Any who set foot on the temple stair, I destroyed. But it cost me so much. Oh, how you look at me. My pointed ears, my eyes tearful from pain, reflecting the starlight. My hair sweaty across my face, my gown half torn from me and bloodied. My breasts quivering as I fight for my last breath. I am a mess, mortal, and these wounds, where my wild magic has torn open my own body. Oh, you're lifting me. Be careful, my warrior. I am weak now. My body is dying. I gave everything I had. No, you do not get to regret. Don't. You came back to me as soon as you could. My wounds are not your fault. I gave you the order to leave me, to get the children away. Oh, tell me the children are safe. Tell me I did my job well. Please, before I die, tell me. In the tree boughs, but you could hear them singing in praise as you ran back to the city. You heard them singing my name. They should be singing your name, my warrior. You got them away. I was the distraction, tearing up the streets with my magic. Into the empty temple. Oh, good, yes. I'll rest my cheek on your shoulder. Oh, that feels good. It's quiet in here and lovely. These marble columns carved like slender aspen trees, the fountains of clear water. The tall goddess beneath the ceiling open to the stars, bare-breasted, palms open and welcome. Carry me to her, my warrior. Lay me at her feet, please. This is where I should die. Gentle, gentle. Oh, my body. My beautiful body. 920 years I have lived, an elf woman, in service to my goddess, and my body remains elven young and lovely in the starlight. But it is time for me to leave it now. I didn't even get to see my first millennium. But I do not regret. We kept the temple children safe. We did that together. You and I, my loyal, beautiful man. You are. Are those tears in your eyes? Do not grieve for me. You are human. I danced in this temple as a laughing girl. I knelt and gazed up into Asha's marble face and begged to be a cleric, centuries before your family tree began. As much of it as you can recall, human, I have lived a good life, full of love and passion, and my goddess has been so kind to me. I do not regret. What are you doing, warrior? Throwing your armor to the floor? Ripping your tunic and undergarments into strips? You are trying to bind my wounds. Oh, lovely human, it is useless. You have protected me all your adult life, from werewolves in the dark, from vampire assassins, from goblin raids. There's nothing more you can do to protect me now. Unless... No. No, it's unthinkable. It is my time. I do not regret. No, do not ask me. I am delirious with pain, or I wouldn't have said, wouldn't have hinted. I can't. Elf clerics don't do that with humans. Not usually. No, you are right. Nothing about tonight is usual. Asha, forgive me if I am wrong in telling you this. You have seen me heal wounded elves, the elegant males of my race. My goddess is kind, and by her gift, I could steal an elf lord from the edge of the grave, mend a mortal injury. I clasp him in my arms and welcome him into my body. I sing Asha's prayer, and in our cries together, his hurts are healed. He has a new life, new fire blazing in his blood. I give him that. You have seen me and my sister clerics do this. But there is another mystery of Asha, one you have not seen. If one of her own clerics is wounded, which does not happen often because we are not warriors, but if it does, then a virile elf warrior, unwounded and vigorous and strong, can mate with her, spill a gift of hot, gushing life into her body, giving her strength for one last healing spell that she may use on herself. It is a great honor to save an elf cleric from death, to be inside her, clasped tightly within her, moving in her like a god, restoring her. But this is a thing that elves do. I could not, I must not, ask a human male to give that to me, to caress my body from the inside and heal me. I could not ask that. My my fingers touch your cheek. Beautiful male, you are mortal. I don't even know what it would do to you. Have you ever been inside an elf girl? We are tight, and our cunts burn hot as the fire inside the earth. What if you gave me too much? What if I drained some of your life? You have so little, I couldn't bear it. Oh, you weep for me. Don't do that. Bring your face down here. Come here. I command it, human. Let me kiss the tears from your cheeks. Besides, I might break it a touch. Oh, willow woman, you call me. I bend like a willow, but do not break. I might tonight. Yes, human. I know you are naked. I am not unaware. You've torn off all your clothes to tend to me. And you look good, naked. That mortal cock is brutally thick and so beautiful. You don't mind me looking. It's hard not to look. I have seen you naked before, you know. Yes, when you bathed in the sacred pool behind the temple. Oh, how you gasp. You thought no one was watching? This is the temple of Asha, silly man. Some sweet elf girl is always watching. And you were using our holy pool. A grunting human savage in Asha's waters. You are lucky it was me who saw you. I stood on my balcony listening to the stars and breathing in the night air. I heard a splash and I looked down. There you were, your muscles ripping like a god's as you cut through the water. I couldn't even breathe watching you. I pressed my thighs together, but my warm honey still trickled down my legs. Oh, what you did to me that night. And you didn't even know it. I tossed in my bed until dawn, biting my own hand to keep from crying out. Fires of Asha burning in my cunt, and my soft little fingers labored to put out the fire inside me. But no touch of my hand could ever be enough to quench what you lit in me. My sister clerics are right. I am a fool. I did dream of finding some excuse to ride into the forest with you at my side, or finding some quiet glade, of letting this gown that is now torn and bloody slip from my shoulders, from my breasts, over my hips, down my smooth legs to pool at my feet, of dancing naked for you, of lighting a fire between your thighs. I did dream of that, of having that effect on such a primal, masculine human beast as I saw swimming in that pool by starlight. What? You saw me bathe? When? How? In my bedchamber? You heard a woman's cry from the bottom of the stair and ran up, stealthy and silent, sword in hand to protect me. But when you came in and tiptoed across my outer room, there were no signs of struggle, no drops of blood on the floor. But while you stood listening, I cried out again, your name on my lips. So you eased open the door to my bedchamber, gazed in at me in my private bath, my back to you, one slender hand on my breast, the other between my soft, soft thighs. I am blushing. You saw me touching my soft petals. You heard me cry out your name. Why didn't you come to me then? Were you afraid because I am the high cleric and I do not rut with human animals? Did I sound reluctant to rut with a human warrior when I squirmed and moaned in my bath? Did I sound like I would reject you? Like I would banish you from my side if you stole into my bath and kissed me? I am not the only one who has been a fool. Kiss me, human warrior. My time is short. Send me to my goddess with the taste of your mouth on mine. I will moan your name, warrior, the way I did as I bathed. I'll moan your name into your mouth as you kiss me. Kiss me. Gentle your hands are, peeling my torn gown away from my breasts. Did you get to see these while I bathed? You said I had my back to you. Look at them now. My breasts are soft in the starlight. They are full and lush, and my nipples are swelling, aching in the cool night air. Oh, your breath. Oh, my nipple is warm. Oh, you warm me. This is unwise, my beautiful human. This is not a good idea. Oh, your mouth on my nipple is so wet, so warm, so good. Warrior, suck on my nipples. I am weak, but I can get my fingers in your hair. Pull your head close. Oh, suck on me. Oh, I am a fool. How I need you, mortal. Are you sure? I do not want to coerce you. It is not part of your duty as my bodyguard to pleasure me or to give me life, only to protect what life I have. And there's so little of it left. Just say the word, and I will release you of your duty, send you on your way. Oh, you don't have to do this for me, There's nowhere in the world you desire to be but at my side. When you say things like that, my hot elven cunt clenches. Everything in me is tight and hot. Oh, human, I have craved your touch. I have lusted for your mouth on me night after night, and I didn't dare speak. I will speak now. A woman dying may say anything she pleases. I want you. I crave you. I need you. I want you in me like I want air to breathe, water to drink, your touch, the smoldering fire in your gaze. It gives me strength. I will work one last magic with you. Will you mate with me, human? Here, at the feet of my goddess, in the most sacred temple of the elves, will you slide your cock into me and make me scream your name? Oh, I want to scream for you. I am opening my legs. Oh, my body is so sore. Such violent spells tore through me today. Mortal, help me. Help me open my legs for you. Please. Yes, like that. There. Lift my tattered gown above my hips. Yes. Oh, my thighs are parted. You can see. You can see all of me. Does my soft elven flower glisten in the starlight? Do you see how wet I am? Do you smell my heat? I am flooded at the thought of your cock. Please, human. Maybe you are not even here. Maybe I am dreaming. Oh, touch me as you have touched me 1,000 times in my dreams. Oh, your fingertips are so gentle. Yes. Oh, I am the high cleric of Asha, and I have never lain on my back for a man's touch. If I were well and whole, I would pin you under me and ride you like a stallion in the desert. I would ride you until you scream to your barbaric human gods. Oh, my barbarian, touch me, heal me. Oh, it is the love prayer to Asha. I will be soaked for my goddess one last time. And for you. Do you feel me? Oh, so wet. Slide your fingers inside me. Ready for you, human. Oh, your mouth, your lips, your tongue, you're tasting. tasting me, tasting me. Oh, do I taste sweet? Do I taste sweet? Oh, does my elven honey taste sweet and good in your mouth? Human, human, what you're doing to me? What you're doing to me? What you're doing to me? Oh, I ache. My whole body aches. But don't you dare stop. Don't you dare. Lick me. Lick me. Oh, lick me. No. Oh. Here, to my lips. Yes, now. I command it. I am wounded and I can't get to it myself. Bring it to me. Bring that hard, masculine cock to my mouth. Please. I want to taste that hard cock you're going to put in me. Give me that cock. Oh, yes. Oh, does my tongue feel good, curling under your shaft? Oh, this is a human cock, much larger than I'm prepared for. Oh, will it grow larger yet if I lick? Oh, if I kiss? If I suck, oh, my mouth is so soft and sweet. Enjoy my mouth, you passionate human beast. Oh, the scent of you, that primal male musk. If I die tonight, I will die smelling your hot, thick cock. I'm tasting you. My warrior. If I die tonight, let it be with your cock in my mouth. Touch me while I enjoy this cock. Touch my breasts. Oh, put your barbaric human hands back on my breasts. Oh, squeeze my breasts. Your balls are tightening. We have to stop. Oh, though I don't want to stop. I don't want to ever take my mouth off this cock. Oh, for the wild enchantment to work, for me to heal, You must be inside me when you come. Put it in me, warrior. I am ready. My nipples are swollen from your mouth. My thighs are open and trembling with need. Here, I'll reach down and open my flower, spreading my petals with my fingers. Look, human, look. I am so wet and so small. See this soft, tight opening for your cock. I will milk your cock. Oh, warrior. It will hurt if you lie on top of me, my body's wounds. But you can hold your weight up on those powerful, muscled arms and thrust in me gently and kiss me. And feel my fingers trace their way down your chest to your thighs. Oh, to the soft, soft hair between your thighs. Oh, warrior, you feel so wonderful. This cock is so beautiful, so warm as I curl my fingers around your shaft. I'll guide you inside me, like I'm guiding your cock where it belongs, like I'm welcoming you home, warrior. My warrior. Yes, right here. Right here. This is my soft elven pussy. Push it inside me. Thrust your cock in me. Only be gentle with me. Oh. Oh. Tried to warn me. Oh. Oh, my goddess. Oh. Slow. Slow. Please, please. For the love of goddess, go slow. Oh. Oh. Oh, wow. Let me get used to you. It's too much to shift my hips. Will you shift yours, beautiful man, a little higher? Oh, yes. Oh, Asha, yes. Yes, yes. You may thrust now. I command it. Thrust in me. Help work this magic in me. Oh, oh, human. Oh, I can't even. I can't even think. Oh, you are so good. So warm in me. So warm, so thick. Oh, my goddess. Kiss me, mortal. Kiss me, my warrior. Oh, my goddess is kind. Oh, I shattered the invaders with my spells. I saved her children. The novice is now she rewards me. She is giving me you. Oh, you are kind, oh human, so kind, and so strong. Oh, moving in me so gentle. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, human, I don't have words for how your cock feels in me. I don't have words how you fill me. So gentle, Oh, so hot. Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop moving at me like this. Oh, human. Oh, my nails dig into your back. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, forget what I said. Cover me with your body. Crush me with your love. I can bear it. I can bear anything for you. Already, I feel the goddess surging in my blood. Oh, oh, all of me is hot and so full of life. I'm so full, so full. Oh, 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 they're so heavy on me, so big, but it doesn't matter. I can take it. Pound me, pound me, pound that cock in me. Feel my hips grip your legs and pound me, pound me, pound me. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, I will not die tonight. Not with your cock in me. Oh, I will fuck, and I will fuck, and I will live. Oh, oh, fuck me, warrior. Fuck me. Oh, 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 what you do to me. Come here, you beast. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 you're underneath me now. Oh, feel my nails dig into your arms. Oh, you beast. I will ride you here on the temple floor by starlight. Oh, goddess, yes. Goddess, give me the strength to ride this man, to take his seed. Feel my hips roll and swivel. Fuck. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes, I bit you, beautiful man. Oh, I have to taste you. There is nothing in the world as hungry as an elf woman in love. Oh, the human cock of yours. Oh, it stretches me. Oh, my goddess. Oh, 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 feel my body grip you. I told you. I told you I was tight. I told you I was tight. Oh, 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 fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck! Human, I'm going to... Fuck! Hold me close. Hold me close. Yes. Yes, yes. Bite my breasts. Oh, bite me. Oh, human. Finish the spell, please. Save me. Heal me. Spurt all of that hot semen in me. Come in me, human. Oh, and the goddess will seal my wounds, and I will lie in your arms, hot with life and hot with love all night. Oh, 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 every night my bodyguard, my protector. Oh, oh, I can't hold any longer. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, come in me. Come in me. I command it. I'm squeezing your cock. Come inside me. Now. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, kiss me. Oh, and you're all right? The magic we made together didn't hurt you? Your hair isn't any grayer. You don't look more mortal. Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad. Oh, human. I am shaking. That was... I don't have words for what that was. I've never been so wet. And how you came in me, such magic. How you fucked me here in the most sacred temple of my people. Your cock is wonderful in me. I'm going to keep your cock snug and warm in my soft elven cunt. I don't want to let your cock go just yet. Human beast. My beast. I love you. You know that, right? I've been in love with you since I saw you in that pool. Which, blasphemy, by the way, you more than made up for tonight by saving the life of an Asha's priestess. I think the goddess has forgiven you, human male. Look, I am healed. There are just scars where the wounds were, delicate lines on my belly, on my side, on my hip. My elven skin is no longer as smooth and perfect as it has been for 900 years. Oh, you think I'm beautiful with my scars? Well, you're loyal. I think they're lovely too. These scars are my reminder of the day we saved the elf girls together. And the night you gave me your cock and your heat and shared your passion with me. You are so sweaty. Just like the other cleric said, a sweaty human beast. I suppose all that sweat is my fault, though. I rode my protector hard tonight. No, I don't care what the others say. I am the High Cleric of Asha. You came back for me. While my city burned. While my blood stained the temple steps. I thought I was going to die alone. And you carried me in here. Gave me back to my goddess. And she gave me you. She gave me you. My gentle barbarian. In 900 years. A woman finds a lot to regret, but I will never regret this. You saved me. Now lie still, my warrior. I command it. No, don't try to get up. You will do as your elf priestess says. You have fought all your battles tonight. I'm going to kiss you. And kiss you. And then I'm going to kiss your cock. I'm going to kiss your cock for a long, long time. Feel my soft hands cupping your face. Oh, my warrior. I feel as vigorous as a human tonight. And so hungry. My love. Taste my mouth. I love you. I love